This is WFAE News. I'm Nick Delek now. The U.S. Supreme Court this morning ruled that North Carolina's congressional map is not an unconstitutional political gerrymander. In a 5-4 decision along ideological lines, Chief Justice John Roberts wrote that, quote, "We conclude that partisan gerrymandering claims present political questions beyond the reach of the federal courts." Joining me now to talk about the decision is WFAE's political reporter Steve Harrison. Steve, to recap, tell us how the case came about and what this ruling means going forward.
So this case was mostly about North Carolina's congressional map, which was drawn by the Republican majority in the General Assembly. For much of the decade, it's given the GOP 10 of the state's 13 congressional seats, despite the Democrats winning close to half of the vote in congressional elections. The court also considered a gerrymandered map in Maryland that favored Democrats. Common Cause and the League of Women Voters sued over the North Carolina maps, and a three-judge panel ruled in their favor last fall and ordered new maps to be drawn. The GOP appealed, and the Supreme Court agreed to hear the case. And the Republicans won this morning. It was a 5-4 decision, with the conservative justices joining Roberts. And I think what's important is this case goes much farther than North Carolina. After the 2020 census, every state has to redraw their congressional maps, and legislatures are now free to maximize their advantage over the minority party. And here's what former Mecklenburg State Senator Bob Rucho said about the decision. Rucho was one of the defendants in the case, Common Cause versus Rucho. He was also co-chair of the state's Congressional Redistricting Committee in 2016.
What we're talking about is a validation that the U.S. Constitution said that the elected officials in the legislature have complete responsibility and authority in drawing those districts.
So can you expand on what Roberts' reasoning was for the decision?
Sure. He wrote that the court, quote, "does not condone excessive partisan gerrymandering." But the opinion came back again and again to this idea of where the court would draw the line. He talked about a hypothetical, quote, "median map" that would be the most fair. And then he asked, would a map that deviates 20% from that be okay? What about 40%? Why or why not? He also talked a lot about proportional representation. That's the idea that if a political party receives 40% of the vote in an election, it should get about 40% of the legislative seats. And he said that's not what the founding fathers intended. There was a lot of history in the opinion. Roberts noted that the Whigs in Alabama in 1843 won 43% of the vote and didn't win a single seat.
In his opinion, Roberts wrote that gerrymandering can at times help the minority party. What did he mean?
So he was saying that a map that tries to make districts as competitive as possible could one day be a disaster for the minority party. And what he meant was that if you have a lot of 50-50 seats, one party could be completely wiped out in a wave election. He said that if you pack the minority party into some safe seats like the Republicans did in North Carolina, the minority party will always be represented. He also said that partisan gerrymandering is different than gerrymandering based on race, which he said, which the court has said is unconstitutional. He wrote that, quote, "even the most sophisticated maps cannot reliably account for some of the reasons voters prefer one candidate or another." He didn't mention North Carolina's 9th district, but it's a good example of what he was talking about. The 9th district, which, of course, still hasn't been resolved, was drawn to include South Charlotte precincts that usually vote for Republicans. In last year's Mark Harris-Dan McCready race, McCready won almost all those precincts.
And Elena Kagan wrote the dissent in this morning's ruling. What did she say?
She was blistering. She said that, quote, "partisan gerrymandering deprives citizens of their most fundamental of their constitutional rights." She wrote that gerrymanderers had, quote, "debased and dishonored our democracy, turning upside down the core American idea that all governmental power derives from the people." She also wrote, "is this how American democracy is supposed to work?"
That's WFAE's Steve Harrison. Steve, thank you.
Thanks, Nick.